Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Pei Dalet, Psachim 84a, pagination is 167, starting from the last quarter or third of the page, Masnisin in the middle of a line. Hashover Eso Etzem, BaPesach, HaTohar, a person who breaks a bone in the Korban Pesach that is valid, it's still pure, it's still edible. Hareza loke arboim, that is a violation that would incur lashes if it was done purposely. Why is shover es ha'etzem, breaking a bone in a Korban Pesach, forbidden? So obviously it's a mitzvah in the Torah, we don't need to give reasons, but there are a number of insights that we should keep track of. One is, in the Chinuch Mitzvah Tes Zayin, that breaking a bone would typically be in order to get to the marrow, to get everything you can from the meat of the korban, and a person who's eating derech cherus in the way of royalty would not do something like breaking a bone to get the marrow. It's not dignified. We have a similar theme in the fact that it's roasted, because the Chinuch explains that a poor person would boil it so that it bloats and there's more there, and a wealthy person is willing to roast the meat and it becomes constrained and you have less. So the theme over here, according to the Chinuch, is royalty, and royalty don't break bones. There are other explanations, insights, if you will. The Rashbam says that it's derech chipazon, in the way of haste, we're eating the Korban Pesach, and one doesn't spend time breaking bones, you go after the readily edible food of the meat, and you don't have time to start cleaning out by breaking bones. And the Rabbag offers an insight that the korban is nechal al hasova. It's supposed to be eaten when you are already satiated. It's eaten like a dessert, as an extra, a special thing. And a person would not be breaking bones to go after the marrow as a hungry person might. So that's the first halacha in the Mishnah. Hashover Eso Etzem, breaking a bone in a kosher korban, Pesach, would incur malchus. The Gemara will make the diak, the inference, that had it been tamei or pasul, then it would not be such an offense, and we have to know why not. Avalamoser b'tohar, a person who leaves over from a korban Pesach that's tahar, everything's good, but he left it over, which is a violation, as we'll see in a moment. V'ashover betamei, or he breaks in a tamei korban, as we mentioned, eina loke esu arboim, he doesn't get the lashes, and the Mishnah is actually articulating very clearly this halacha. Says the Gemara, bishlam amoser betahar, I understand leaving over by a tahar korban d'tanya, because the pasuk says lo sirsiru mimenu ad boker, don't leave over v'hanosar mimenu ad boker, but it's nitak la'asei, it tells you what to do, that if it's left over till the morning it should be burnt. Ba'akos of litin asei achar lo sa'asei, there's a positive command, what should you do, which follows the negative command, what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't leave over, but you should burn it. Lomar she'en loke divi Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a rule, lav anitek la'asei, if a prohibition is linked to a positive command, the positive command is rectifying In the words of Rashi, Zuhi takanoso, that's the way to fix it. And therefore, there's no malchus, instead, go fix it. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Lo min Hashem hu zeh, that's not the reason, ela mishem dahave le'lav she'ein ba maisa. The reason is because leaving something over is a prohibition that does not have an act associated with it. Actually, the way you're in violation is by being passive. Ve'ein lokin alav, and you don't get malchus for a prohibition that does not have an activity. So that helps us regarding leaving over. Elishover betame minolon, but the first case of the Mishnah and the last case of the Mishnah, which developed it, which is that a tame karban that you break is not going to be the violation, whereas only if it's tahar would breaking the bone be the violation. How do we know that distinction? Elishover betame minolon de Omar Kro, it's based on a pasuk ve'etzem lo sishberuvo. Don't break a bone in it, bo, bekosher, in it, referring to the kosher one, lo bepasul, but there's no such violation associated if the animal is pasul. And therefore, it was only when shover eso etzem bepesach hatahar that indeed the punishment of loke arboim was applicable. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful day.